from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're tuning into new frequencies, exploring deep roots, and joining the circus. David Wiegand and I do a high wire act in here every week. He's an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. You're going to catch me, right?
Without a net, yeah.
Okay. A little countrified poetry now from Joe Pug.
The seasons change and people change their tune. Well, they don't know beauty, just the costume. Don't know music, just...
That's really beautiful. This is Joe Pug, and no one, I think, mixes country and folk together better than him. You've called him, David, the most literate roots singer of our time, and I can't argue. His influences include Walt Whitman and John Prine, right?
Not to mention Raymond Carver, which
right,
I think
too,
is...
Yeah.
I don't know too many musicians who are influenced by Carver.
Short and tight. Yeah,
yeah, right. Minimalist. But, really, it made me think about the fine art of writing lyrics, and it's almost a lost art today. I mean, we make quick, easy rhymes, and rhyme becomes almost like rhythm in much contemporary music. And I think Joe Pug is an amazing artist, obviously, in many, many ways, but including the lyrics. I mean, the lyrics are just the most extraordinary things to listen to in his song.
Joe Pug opens for The Devil Makes Three at the Fox in Oakland tomorrow, and then he's at the Senator Theater in Chico, if you don't mind the drive, on Monday. Here's a show I'm excited about because I love good circus. Les Sept Doigts de la Main is a Montreal-based company. It's not like Barnum & Bailey. They're much more like the edgier Cirque, but smaller, more like the much-missed Pickle Family Circus. And there's a connection here, too, as well.
There is. I mean, there are a number of people who founded this in 2002, among them Gypsy Snyder, who's the daughter of the Pickle founders, Larry Pizzoni and Peggy Snyder, and Shana Carroll, whose father is well known to me. His name is John Carroll. He writes a bit for the San Francisco Chronicle. And, of course, he won't be writing about it in his column, but, he doesn't want to tell people they should go. But we will, because you should, because this is an extraordinary collective of artists. They see circus in a totally new, different way.
Cal Performances brings Les Sept Doigts de la Main to Zellerbach Hall Wednesday through next Saturday. And let's hear something now from a guy who has been working on the radical jazz fringe since the 70s. That's Henry Threadgill playing with a band called Zooid. It's one of his many ensembles. He's working with another one, his Double Up group, in headlining the New Frequencies Festival at YBCA this coming week. And that's a jazz festival, even though Threadgill doesn't call what he does jazz. I think of it more as sort of avant-garde chamber music.
I think it certainly is unclassifiable, and in part because, and I mean that in a very complimentary way, but
right.
In part because it evolves all the time. One critic said it would be difficult to overestimate Henry Threadgill's role in perpetually altering the meaning of jazz, and I think that sums it up quite well. And I love the concept of this is a program called New Frequencies, and we have Henry Threadgill, who's been around long before most of the kids on the bill, I'm
That's
sure.
Right. The New Frequencies Fest opens on Thursday evening. That's when Henry Threadgill is playing and continues through a week from Saturday. We hear a lot about the status of women in the Arab world, and now a chance to see the work of 12 women photographers from Iran and other countries with Muslim majorities commenting on their own experience. This is a show called She Who Tells the Story, and it's just opened at the Cantor.
That's right, and this sounds really interesting to me. This is obviously these women are extraordinarily gifted photographers, so they wouldn't be showing at the Cantor. But from fine art photography to photojournalism, the stories that they tell are inevitably influenced by their political backgrounds, the reality of being from the Muslim world.
She Who Tells the Story, Women Photographers from Iran and the Arab World, continues at the Cantor Arts Center in Stanford through May 4th. And that's our cheap thrill. Entry to the Cantor is free. Let's get our groove on now with something from Chuck Prophet.
Yeah. I want your surveillance. Nothing.
That's a great opening for Chuck Prophet's new album, Night Surfer. And I talked to Prophet on the phone this week, and he says while his last album was kind of a warm and fuzzy tribute to the San Francisco of decades past, mm-hmm. the songs in this new album trace a vision of a kind of a dystopian San Francisco.
I think the dystopia could be just getting dragged into the big money trap of cities like London and New York and Paris, where only the rich need apply. I'm not a big crank. I've got all kinds of Apple products everywhere. We're just living in an anxious time here, I think, in San Francisco. That's all.
Yeah, you can really hear on Night Surfer that sort of development of these ideas, but there's mm-hmm. also a lot of just great music.
Yeah.
I mean, he sounds a lot like the Rolling Stones sometimes.
Yeah. Well, he sounds like, you know, sometimes he's compared to other people, and then you realize, nah, it's Chuck Prophet. Chuck Prophet has his own identity. I mean, his live shows are fantastic. You know, he has a body of work that just goes on forever at this point, and, you know, more power to him.
Yeah, and he loves San Francisco. You got to catch him here in town. Chuck Prophet and his band play the City Winery in Napa tonight and the Great American Music Hall tomorrow. And we have time now, I hope, for a quick shout-out to the San Francisco Indie Film Fest, which I note is featuring The Other Barrio, a noir about the gentrification of the Mission District, featuring Richard Montoya of Culture Clash. Anything that caught your eye?
Yeah, what caught my eye is a film called Hits by David Cross of Arrested Development. And David Cross is going to be there for the screening of his film. And there's an after-party with a group called The Conspiracy of Beards, which I see is an all-male Leonard Cohen tribute band.
Yes, I've sure heard of them. The SF Independent Film Festival opens Thursday and continues through February 19th at the Roxy and the Brava Theaters in San Francisco and the Humanist Hall in Oakland. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on these shows and more at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.